This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has decided to scrap a plan to cut billions of dollars in foreign aid. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Since taking office, the Trump administration's tried each year to slash foreign affairs spending by up to 30%, with lawmakers on both sides rejecting it each time. The president's tried again and now given up on cutting some $4 billion in aid Congress had already approved. A senior administration official says the president was looking to cut what he saw as wasteful spending. Lawmakers disagreed. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Russia and the United States blamed each other Thursday for abandoning a landmark arms control agreement on missiles, with Moscow warning of a new arms race and the Trump administration demanding details of a recent mysterious explosion that killed five Russian nuclear engineers. Deputy Russian Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky rejected what he called American hypocrisy, saying the U.S. test on August 18th, so soon after the expiration, proved the U.S. had violated the treaty. He said virtually from the first day of exiting the IMF treaty, American officials had begun to make threats and statements. Acting U.S. Ambassador Jonathan Cohen countered that Russia's deployment of multiple ground-launched cruise missiles that could hit European targets violated the treaty.
We're here today because the Russian Federation preferred a world in which the United States continued to fulfill its INF treaty obligations, while the Russian Federation did not.
Russia called Thursday's Security Council meeting following a U.S. test of a missile banned for more than 30 years by the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Both countries withdrew August 8th. This is VOA News.